Today's just Gilbert Gottfried's stories. I'm really happy the Laugh Button put out a great article called Gilbert Gottfried's Greatest Howard Stern Appearances. Now, back in the day, Howard had Gilbert on all the time. This is back in the days of the cool Howard, not this phony 2022 version of Howard who lives in the Hamptons, has a second wife, and wants to just be the respected interviewer. Howard, your legacy is going to be lesbian dial-a-date. You need to just accept that. You're never going to go down as the great interviewer. It's not going to happen. Laugh Button writes, from 1988 until 2012, fans of the Howard Stern Show knew they were in for a treat if they found out Gilbert was coming in. Agreed. So 10 years, Howard didn't have Gilbert on. Come on, man. In the early days, there were times when he'd stop by 2 days in a row, mainly because he was bored and lived nearby, and why not get on the radio? By the mid-2000s, he started appearing less frequently. By the time he made his final appearance in 2012, he hadn't been on in a year and a half. It became clear that Stern was going through his own sort of rebranding. One day, Gilbert was just told that they don't book comedians on the show anymore. That's weird, because Amy Schumer was on the other day. I digress. Do you hear me getting frustrated? I used to love Howard. Like, love Howard. Like, get up in the morning, record 45 minutes on a cassette while I showered and got ready for school, listen to Howard live on the subway, then we went underground, listen to the cassette version. Howard was so cool. This version of Howard, though, is everything Howard would hate. Hey, Johnny Mac, I thought this episode was about Gilbert. You're right, listener. I'll do an episode about Howard some other day. On Wednesday, Howard Stern paid tribute to Gilbert and revisited some of the infamous bits they did on the show with him. Howard said Gilbert had been on the show 122 times, just not in the last decade. This is a great job by the Laugh Button, and they have embedded clips as well. Although they'll probably get taken down as soon as somebody over at Stern finds out this article even exists. All right, Gilbert Gottfried is Jerry Seinfeld Jr. One time, Gilbert and Howard called Seinfeld and left repeated voice messages and tied up his answering machine after Jerry failed to call in for a phone interview. In the early 2000s, Abe Hirschfeld called into the Howard Stern Show from prison. During his appearance on the show, he wanted to tell a joke he wrote. The joke was painfully unfunny and hardly even a joke. However, Gilbert was also there and insisted that Hirschfeld tell the joke again and again and again, and it only got funnier as time went on, thanks to Gilbert. Gilbert and Sam Kinison. There were two back-to-back mornings in 1990 that Gilbert and Sam Kinison wreaked havoc on the Stern Show. Perhaps the most memorable bit was a riff he did about what it would be like if Andrew Dice Clay spoke at the funeral for Ryan White, who was a teenage boy who famously died of AIDS. It's about the furthest from politically correct as you can get, but Gilbert refused to quit. I'm looking at the still image of the YouTube video that they have embedded, and it's Gilbert dressed as Dice smoking a cigarette. It's funny to even look at. Gilbert and Lucy, as Lucille Ball was on her deathbed. The show thought it'd be funny to have Billy West do an impression of Lucy from her hospital room. The premise itself is funny, but Gilbert Gottfried managed to turn it into a home run with questions like, has anyone ever called you Miss Testicle? Gilbert and Dennis Miller. Gilbert had a tendency to not really care where the line was. If it was funny to him, he went with it. And there's no better evidence for this. When Dennis Miller called into the show with his newborn baby, Gilbert started trying to talk dirty to the infant. It was shocking enough to Dennis Miller that it turned him off from being on the show for a while. I'm skipping a little because I don't want to read the entire Laugh Button article. Gilbert as Dracula. I'm looking here at a picture of Gilbert dressed as Dracula. And the Laugh Button says the bit really takes off when Gilbert hits the streets and takes a poll with black people asking if they think O.J. Simpson is innocent or guilty. Great job, Laugh Button. I'll throw that in the Reddit and on the Facebook page so you guys can check that out. Subreddit is Daily Comedy News. The Facebook group is Daily Comedy News Podcast Group. TampaBay.com asked, is Gilbert Gottfried really this annoying in real life? I can answer that. No. In the documentary called Gilbert, you can see Gilbert acting more mild-mannered than his stage persona. His voice doesn't grate, dropping half its nasal quality and all of its foul-mouthed bluster. Gilbert says, I always think of that scene in The Wizard of Oz where it's like, please ignore the man behind the curtain. Now a movie is revealing the man behind the curtain, so it's scary. He talked about the then current version of his act. He said, it's a funny thing. People ask me that and I think, ah, now I have to think about what I'll be saying on stage. Just to me always sounds so unfunny. There's nothing worse than talking about comedy. That's not good for my podcast. He talked about his own podcast. It's kind of fun. It concentrates mainly on old Hollywood with guests like Dick Van Dyke, Carl Reiner, Bruce Dern. I had on both Batman and Robin from the old TV series, plus two of the Catwomen. I can say what I want, even if it's dirty. It's funny with the guests I have. They can go one of two ways. They're either thrilled that they can say anything they want because they've been watching it all these years. Then there are the other ones who can be in their 90s and still feel they have to protect their image and their career. He had a good line about his little Aflac stirrup after the tsunami joke. The question, were you worried your career might not recover? At that time on TV, they're saying, our top story tonight, Gilbert Gottfried's career is over. What I started to realize is, if your career is over, you're not the top story of the night. The New York Times spoke to Gilbert in 2013. He was asked why he didn't really readily volunteer intimate details about himself. Now, that goes back to what I was saying about Bill Maher on Friday's show. Gilbert said, the public wants to know your bank account number, your social security, and PIN code, too. I can't peek my head into a women's changing room and go, well, I want to know, and I'm curious about this. Gilbert went on Celebrity Wife Swap. He conceded that reality TV had become a necessary evil for maintaining a showbiz career. Gilbert correctly said to the public, Kim Kardashian is a much bigger name than Robert De Niro. Gilbert talked about being a father. He was pleased that he and his son Max were bonding over their shared love of classic movie monsters. Gilbert said, Max said, why is he turning into the Wolfman? Why doesn't Frankenstein turn into the Wolfman? After a while, I've got to say, look, I know this makes no sense whatsoever. And then Gilbert tagged that, talking about his children with, I only beat them when I'm on crystal meth. I'm proud of that. Wow, I'm doing this on the fly. I didn't realize just how much material I had pulled. I think this is going to be a two-parter. Now, I want to do a regular episode tomorrow. Maybe we'll do more Gilbert stories next Saturday. This next one is from Vulture in 2016. Gilbert Gottfried said, you can do jokes about the Lincoln assassination and the Titanic, and no one says anything because everyone involved is dead and their grandchildren are dead. I actually think that's in worse taste. You're saying, screw all those people who died. I waited for it to become unimportant to us. When I do a joke about September 11th or the Japanese tsunami, what's funny is that it shocks the audience. They're responding to the fact that it's tragic and you're acknowledging it. With the Challenger explosion or any other tragic event pre-internet, there's always a bunch of jokes that would come out immediately. Everybody was in a rush to tell their friends. Everybody was laughing about it. And it was okay. Now with the internet, it makes me feel sentimental about old-time angry mobs. In a mob, you actually had to throw on your jacket, go outside and use your hands. Now you can join a mob sitting on your couch in your underwear. I feel like people who get outraged like that are patting themselves on the back. You see, I was offended. But I'm as hypocritical as anybody else. I remember when all those stories came out about Mel Gibson. A woman cop had stopped him, and he had called her sugar boobs, using the T word, and asked her, are you a Jew? And said the Jews were responsible for all the wars in the world. Then the news came out about his girlfriend. He smacked her when she was holding her baby and said something so foul, I don't even want to dance with it. He said something really naughty. Part of that sentence, I'll put you in an effing rose garden, you C word. Gilbert said, and after that, I was like, wait. He said, what about the Jews? And from the Gay City News, your home for comedy news, the Gay City News said, you allowed yourself to be so naked in front of the camera. They were talking about the documentary. Gilbert said, the idea of me naked makes you laugh and cry at the same time. When I look at myself full frontal, I start crying. I get suicidal when I look at myself naked. Gay City News asked about the scene in the doc where Gilbert ran into guys wearing Nazi uniforms at the war reenactment event. Gilbert said, we were in the same hotel as that convention. You can't have a war without the bad guys, and that was like a gift from God. It's probably the only time you'll ever hear that the Third Reich was a gift from God. The Nazi officers were in love with me, kept running over, yelling, Problem Child's my favorite movie, nervously asking if they could take a selfie with me. One of them explained to me that they may have lost the war, but the Nazis won the fashion show. I'm standing around them laughing and thinking, you know, the Nazis got a bad rap. That's such a good line. I'm going to stop there. We'll do more Gilbert stories next Saturday. Normal episode tomorrow. Follow this show for free on Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. If you'd like to become a premium subscriber, that helps support the show. $5 a month gets you all the episodes commercial free. And I release them early. As soon as I finish editing them, I just publish them early for the premium subscribers. So, you know, get in on this stuff. All right. See you tomorrow with a normal episode.